Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant shift in the global economic landscape has just been reported, with India slipping to the sixth position in terms of nominal GDP, as per the latest World Economic Outlook released by the International Monetary Fund. The International Monetary Fund, or IMF, published its World Economic Outlook, titled Global Economy in the Shadow of War, on 14 April 2026. This report places India sixth in nominal GDP rankings at $4.15 trillion, behind the United Kingdom, which stands at $4.26 trillion, and Japan, which is at $4.38 trillion. But why does this matter? The slip in ranking arises from two key factors. First, the depreciation of the rupee from 84.6 per US dollar in 2024 to approximately 87.2 per US dollar in 2025, with the rupee touching as low as 88.5 per US dollar by the end of 2025. This depreciation is significant, with an approximate depreciation of 3% on the annual average and 4.6% at its peak. What makes this significant is that since nominal GDP is converted to US dollars at prevailing market rates, a weaker rupee mechanically lowers the dollar value ranking, even when domestic output rises. The second factor is the revision of the GDP base year from 2011-12 to 2020-23 by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation, or MoSPI, in a press note dated 27 February 2026. This revised methodology lowered the 2025-26 nominal output level by approximately 3-4%. Such revisions are standard practice, occurring every 5 to 10 years, and are aimed at updating sectoral weights in line with the current economic structure, incorporating new sectors such as the digital economy, and aligning India's national accounts with the International System of National Accounts, or SNA, 2008. Now, let us turn to the historical context of these revisions. Earlier base years include 1948-49, 1960-61, 1970-71, 1980-81, 1993-94, 1999-2000, 2004-05, 2011-12, and now 2020-23. The February 2026 revision is the first major one since 2015, which had moved to the 2011-12 series. Note this carefully. Under the new 2022-23 series, the FY25 real GDP was revised upward to 7.1%, as compared to 6.5% under the old 2011-12 series. But what about the distinction between nominal and purchasing power parity, or PPP? This is crucial. PPP adjusts for cost of living differences across countries, while nominal uses market exchange rates and reflects external purchasing power. Remember this number. India's PPP rank is third, at approximately $15 trillion PPP. Now, let us look at the IMF's forward projections for India. By 2027, India is projected to regain the fourth position, with a nominal GDP of approximately $4.58 trillion, overtaking the United Kingdom and Germany. By 2028, India is expected to overtake Japan, becoming the fourth largest economy. And by 2030, India's nominal GDP is projected to be around $6 trillion. With that background in place, let us examine India's growth context. The FY25 real GDP growth was initially reported at 6.5% under the old 2011-12 series, but was later revised upward to 7.1% under the new 2020-23 base year series. The FY24 final growth was reported at 8.2%, and the FY27 projection is approximately 6.9%. As per the RBI Monetary Policy Report in April 2026. The CPI inflation in March 2026 was around 4.1%, and the forex reserves stood at approximately $680 billion in April 2026. However, despite these positive projections, India still faces significant structural challenges. The manufacturing share of GDP remains stuck at around 17 to 18%, far from the Make in India target of 25%. The female labor force participation rate, or LFPR, was reported at 41.7% in the PLFS 2023-24. And inequality remains a major concern, with the top 10% holding approximately 57% of the national income, as per the World Inequality Database 2022. So what does this mean for India's strategic position? The way forward involves accelerating second-generation reforms, such as the operationalization of labor codes, land, and factor markets. It also involves expanding production-linked incentive, or PLI, schemes, with approximately 1.97 lakh crore committed across 14 sectors. Currency stability through prudent forex management and boosting export competitiveness via free trade agreements, or FTAs, such as the UK FTA signed in 2025 and the EU FTA under negotiation, are also crucial. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The IMF World Economic Outlook, or WEO, April 2026, was released on 14 April 2026, with the title Global Economy in the Shadow of War. India is currently ranked 6th globally, with a nominal GDP of $4.15 trillion. The top six economies are the USA, with $32.38 trillion, China, with $20.85 trillion, Germany, with $5.45 trillion, Japan, with $4.38 trillion, the UK, with $4.26 trillion, and India, with $4.15 trillion. The GDP base year was revised from 2011-12 to 2022-23, as per the MoSPI press note dated 27 February 2026. The rupee depreciated from 84.6 per US dollar in 2024 to approximately 87.2 per US dollar in 2025, touching as low as 88.5 per US dollar by late 2025. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers the Indian economy, growth, public finance, and statistics. In the prelims, you should remember the WEO publication frequency, base year revision methodology, the distinction between PPP and nominal, and the IMF leadership, which is currently headed by Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva, since 1st October 2019. In the mains, you can expect questions such as, India's recent slip in nominal GDP rankings is a statistical artifact, not an economic setback. Examine this statement carefully and be prepared to discuss the implications of this shift in the global economic landscape. In conclusion, India's slip to the sixth position in nominal GDP rankings is a significant development, driven by rupee depreciation and the revision of the GDP base year. However, with the IMF projecting India to regain the fourth position by 2027 and overtake Japan by 2028, the long-term prospects for the Indian economy remain positive. The key will be to address the structural challenges and accelerate reforms to drive sustained growth and development.